This study, published in 1991, had one of the best outcomes ever recorded for PTSD. The neurofeedback group had a significant decrease in their PTSD symptoms, as well as in physical complaints, depression, anxiety, and paranoia. After the treatment phase, the veterans and their family members were contacted monthly for a period of 30 months. Only 3 of the 15 neurofeedback-treated veterans reported disturbing flashbacks and nightmares. All 3 chose to undergo 10 booster sessions.
Only 1 needed to return to the hospital for further treatment. 14 out of 15 were using significantly less medication. In contrast, every vet in the comparison group experienced an increase in PTSD symptoms during the follow-up period, and all of them required at least 2 further hospitalizations. 10 of the comparison group also increased their medication use. This study has been replicated by other researchers, but it has received surprisingly little attention outside the neurofeedback community. Neurofeedback, PTSD, and addiction. Approximately 1/3 to 1/2 of severely traumatized people develop substance abuse problems. Since the time of Homer, soldiers have used alcohol to numb their pain, irritability, and depression. In one recent study, 1/2 of motor vehicle accident victims developed problems with drugs or alcohol. Alcohol abuse makes people careless and thus increases their chances of being traumatized again, although being drunk during an assault actually decreases the likelihood of developing PTSD. There is a circular relationship between PTSD and substance abuse. While drugs and alcohol may provide temporary relief from trauma symptoms, withdrawing from them increases hyperarousal, thereby intensifying nightmares, flashbacks, and irritability. There are only 2 ways to end this vicious cycle. 1 is by resolving the symptoms of PTSD with methods such as EMDR, or 2, by treating the hyperarousal that is part of both PTSD and withdrawal from drugs and alcohol. Drugs such as naltrexone are sometimes prescribed to reduce hyperarousal, but this treatment helps in only some cases. One of the first women I trained with neurofeedback had a long-standing cocaine addiction, in addition to an horrendous childhood history of sexual abuse and abandonment. Much to my surprise, her cocaine habit cleared after the first 2 sessions, and on follow-up 5 years later, had not returned. I had never seen anyone recover this quickly from severe drug abuse, so I turned to the existing scientific literature for guidance. Most of the studies on this subject were done more than 2 decades ago. In recent years, very few neurofeedback studies for the treatment of addiction have been published, at least in the United States.